The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
Emily Dickinson was not only a prolific poet, but she was also a very industrious baker. A few years ago, cultural historian Adine Kelly came across a newspaper article that had a recipe for Emily's black cake.
Well, yes, originally, sometime in the 90s, the Washington Post published a modern version of this recipe, and I was so taken with it that I decided to cook it in my tiny little kitchen.
Every year, for Emily's birthday, Adine and a few friends gather at the home of Diane Ober and John Alexander to make copious amounts of this brandy-soaked fruitcake.
Black cake, 2 pounds of flour, 2 pounds of sugar, 2 pounds of butter, 19 eggs, 5 pounds of raisins, 1.5 pounds of currants, 1.5 pounds of citron, 1/2 pint of brandy. I never use Father's Best. 1/2 pint of molasses, 2 nutmegs.
In previous years, we had somebody in charge of reading the recipe and making sure things go through, but I can sort of see that we don't need that anymore. We're just all going and referring, and it's just falling into place. Yes.
That's so great.
Finally, everyone knows what they're doing.
I think we are. I mean, it looks good to me. The proof will be in the tasting.
They've been doing this together for a while now, and it seems like they're getting the hang of it. As they mix and knead the dough.
So how does it feel?
It feels great.
How does that feel?
It's the most intimate baking experience you can have to actually knead with your hand.
Through all this, there's a heady aroma of brandy-soaked fruit.
You can just get a little woozy just smelling.
They have 50 buttered loaf pans stacked and ready to go on the table. Janet, a retired arborist, makes sure we haven't left anything out.
So is everything made it into the goo?
I think so.
Sugar raisins, soft butter, sugar, 13 eggs, vanilla, molasses, all the flour, 6 spices.
Once the loaves are loaded into the oven, we retire to the living room for some fireside poetry. One of the favorites is Emily Dickinson's I'm Nobody, Who Are You? It goes like this. I'm nobody. Who are you? Are you nobody,
nobody
too?
Then there's a pair of us. Don't tell. They'll banish us, you know. How dreary to be somebody. How public like a frog. To tell your name the livelong day to an admiring bog. And all I could think of if it said to an admiring blog. B-L-O-G and you bring it right to
oh,
them,
right.
You know.
Do you think she would be pleased that we're doing this?
Who knows? You know,
I don't
she
know.
Didn't want her poetry.
I don't know if she would be embarrassed, but she wouldn't know how to publicly express how she felt, I think.
John and Diane open the fizzy cider and their favorite sherry. It's time for a toast.
Have you guys been to the
right. Who's for cider?
Shall we toast December 10th? Emily Dickinson's birthday.
To Emily.
Happy birthday, Emily.
First batch in the oven, all's right with the world.
Yes.
Right.
Well, we don't want to drink too much and forget to take it out.
For Virginia Public Radio, I'm Lilia Fukin.